This is Jim Linder to lead us into praying together. I will give us some prompts and leave a brief pause for you to add your own prayers. When Jesus taught his disciples to pray, he instructed them to pray for the entire earth. May your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Let us begin our prayers praying for the earth, for all the people upon the earth, and for the care of the earth itself, that God's will may increasingly be done. Let us pray. As we pray for our world, the question arises, may we pray for our own country as well? And if so, how do we pray? From history, we know that empires rise and fall. Yet stretching back as far as King David's empire, the people of God have prayed for their own nation, praying, God, have mercy. For millennia, and for many, every worship service has included the Kyrie eleison, Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. This has been described as the prayer we pray when we do not know how to pray. Let us pray for God's mercy for our country. Now we pray for our own fellowship and each member. For we are not a fellowship without each one of us, and none of us can live faithfully without the support of each other. God, show us how and give us the strength to act for justice, love kindness, and walk humbly with you. Let us pray. Finally, we acknowledge that Jesus took prayer one step further when he said, you have heard that it was said, love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I tell you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you, that you may be children of your Father in heaven. He causes his sun to rise on the evil and the good and sends rain on the righteous and the unrighteous. These must be the hardest prayers of all, as we ask for the grace and the empowering of the Holy Spirit to act justly, love kindness, and walk humbly with God, and to do so nonviolently and with love for our enemies as well as our friends. Let us pray. Holy One, hear our prayers. Amen.